Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us at 102.1. And at top of our list of entertainment is Wasucky Park. Tell me, how was your stay at the Wasucky Park? Caller, one, you are on in 1, 2, 3.
This was the worst park I ever saw.
Why do you think that?
Because I did not see potential energy or kinetic energy.
So you are a science teacher. Okay, everybody. We have the owner of the park here with us today. Tell me, is that true? Do you have potential and kinetic energy?
You can't really see the kinetic and potential energy because they are just forces of the Earth. Kinetic energy is the energy of motion, and potential energy is the energy being stored in an object.
So tell me some of the attractions you have in your park.
Well, we have the super swings of KE, the PE dragster, the KEPE archery range, and the slide of You Decide.
So what is PE and KE? Let's get a new color in 3, 2, 1.
So I can answer that KE is the energy of the movement, and he has the greatest KE right before it hits something or the ground.
That is great. PE is...
What do you think, caller 1, 2?
My favorite attraction is the roller coaster because when it moves, it is kinetic energy and how fast it goes.
So, when you talk in a parking lot, then it is PE. So, do you have any diving boards?
Yes.
So, if I was on a diving board and I am getting ready to jump, that is PE. And right before I hit the water, it has the most KE.
Yes.
As we listen to some PE and KE music, take a PE and KE at quiz at www.102.1. And that's all for today, and thank you for joining me at 102.1. Hi, and welcome back to the Mills Radio Station. Thank you for joining me at this hour. Today we're going to be talking a little bit different than other times, other than sports and news. We're going to be talking about lung cancer. I am here with the famous scientist, Dr. Evan Lakatos. So, how long have you been doing this research in well-known lung cancer field?
I have been doing this for about 20 years or so. I've always been in different types of lung cancer.
And why do you get started in the lung cancer field?
Well, I got into this lung cancer field and stuff because my mom, grandpa, dad, uncle, aunt, great aunt, grandma, grandpa, did I always say grandpa? Oh, sorry, losing my memory here. Got all that lung cancer, stupid stuff. I don't get it. But it always made me sad, so I wanted to find a cure.
So the few people out there who don't know if they have lung cancer and want to make sure they don't, what are some signs?
Well, nice question there, but let's first go into what is lung cancer. Well, lung cancer here, kids, well, it is just uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in one or both of the lungs. These abnormal cells do not carry out the functions that they used to of the normal cells. They do not develop into healthy lungs. Tissue, says lungcancer.org, one of my top places to go, trying to find some research. That's where it started off. Kids, if you want to learn more about this stuff, I suggest you go there. So some of the signs of it is a cough that gets really strong and does not go away. Coughing up dust, colored spectrum, spit, chest pain that is often worse, with deep breathing, coughing, or laughing. Weight loss and loss of appetite. Shortness of breathing, feeling weak or tired. Thank you, Evan. So I just looked this up, and there's about a 20% chance of you getting lung cancer. 1 in 15 people will get it for men. Or for the female, 5.9% chance. Male, 15.9% chance, only if you're a smoker. So, kids, if you're looking, well, let's not say kids, older people, if you think you have lung cancer, go to a doctor. Get an X-ray image. The X-ray image may reveal abnormal mass. But if that's still, you're still not sure and you think you still have it, go to a CT scan. It reveals small lysons in your lungs that might not be detected on the X-ray. The spectrum rust thing that you were spitting up, then you can put that under a microscope and that could show some signs of lung cancer. Thank you, Evan, so far. That's where it's from. My 6th grade science teacher taught me this. That there, what was the number? 200,000 cases of lung cancer just in the US. So as we take a break here, thank you, Evan, for joining me. You can call us and we could answer some of your questions that you have. You know the number, 400-3786-MILLS. Thank you.
Everything, wanted everything. Mama said, Burn your biographies, rewrite your history. Light up your wildest dreams, museum victories. Every day we wanted everything, wanted everything. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have we wanted everything, wanted everything. Stay up on their eyes, stay up on their eyes, never come down. Stay up on their eyes, stay up on their eyes, never come down. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. They say it's all been done, but they haven't seen the best of me. So I got one more run, and it's gonna be a sight to see.
Thank you for Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. Good song. And our first caller is in right now.
Hello? Hello there? Hi. Oh my gosh! I can't believe it! I'm a huge fan!
Woohoo! Hi, what's your name there? And what's your question?
Hi, my name is Lily, and my friends, well, they are smokers. And they saw the posters of the vapes, jewels, and all that stupid stuff. So they were talking about switching. So my question is, are vapes really better or safer?
Good question, Lily. I think Evan could answer that. As Evan's, you know, Spencer said, great question, Lily. But vapes, they're much worse. They contain that tobacco, with the smoking, the cigarettes contain the tobacco, but the vapes don't, but it's still much, much worse because it has more nicotine and just gets more addicting, which then you add up the nicotine in your lungs, and that's not good. Plus, it's gonna get more addicting after that because they have flavors, and it still gets lung cancer. Thank you so much, Lily. You know the number. You are welcome to call anytime you want. And our next call is in.
Hi, my name is John. And my question is, when was the first lung cancer diagnosed?
The first lung cancer diagnosed.
Great question. Evan?
Well, let me think. The first lung cancer diagnosed was
1878. Ha!
I said it first. Okay, we are going to be talking about just lung cancer and plain cancer.
Now, cancer is a disease that is caused by uncontrolled division of abnormal cells in the part of the body. There's about 1,735,350 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in the U.S. And 609,640 people die from the disease, according to the National Cancer Institution.
Yes, that is right. There's a 5% chance if you have a stage 4 cancer, to a 78% chance if you have stage 1. 163.5 per 100,000 men and women will die from cancer. But, people, I do not work as a doctor or at a hospital, but the best cancer hospital is the Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
The chances of getting lung cancer are very slim, but if your family member or loved one died or got cancer, there's a huge chance that you are gonna get it too. Thank you, John, and all the good questions today. Thank you to Evan Lakatos for having your time here. Always a pleasure to have you here. And I'm Spencer Mills, signing off. And have a good day. See ya.